The 2020 holidays are going to be a little different this year. A little quieter. A little smaller. As we rethink our holidays, Mall of America rethought Thanksgiving week. Introducing 8 days of giving, kicking off our holiday season with generosity and community in mind. Each day focuses on a different kind of giving, from supporting charities to shopping locally owned stores to treating yourself with kindness too. And it's all at Mall of America. Get giving and celebrating at mallofamerica.com.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Did you hear guts growling in that one?
Oh, I heard it.
Yep.
I'll never not be able to hear it.
I still don't hear it, guys. And maybe I'm so used to that gurgling sound because I'm always starving.
Just so hungry. Yeah, she's super hungry, you guys.
All the time.
She's a sneaky snack attack.
Stat.
Yeah. Well, Crisco's having a tough time finding a table big enough for the entire family to get around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, once you get a horse involved in it, I mean, you got to really make room. And
since when do you invite your horse sister into the house? She should be tied up outside and you feed her there.
Yeah.
That was my idea, but everybody else thought Thanksgiving, let her come in.
Oh.
Boy.
It is special on a holiday.
Yeah. You don't want her kicking. I mean, that is a nightmare all on its own.
Well, when she heard that you were going to have a glazed turkey, wow. She was excited.
Oh, she thought it was fancy. She's like, let me in. Let me in.
Yep. Rudy and the Catwalkers had to do a song about it. Crisco and his glazed turkey plans. Wow, it's big at your house.
Roseville's fired up.
It's Thanksgiving Day. I told the family, not today, they have to stay away. No one to take home leftover food. Turkey Day. This year we'll try it a different way. Glazed turkey.
Glazed turkey.
Him and Josh.
Him and Josh.
No guts bomb. It's a meal for two.
Wow.
The gas bombs. No gas bombs.
Oh, who's the worst? Who's the worst offender?
Well, he listens to the podcast, but probably Roman.
He's the one?
Yeah, and he would probably say me.
Ew.
He would probably say me.
You all fart in front of each other, don't you?
No, not in like a clump way. Not in like a...
Buddy.
No, I mean, honestly.
So you let him squeak out just silently?
I'll try to sneak her away if it has to happen. Like,
but you'll all sit around and just fart on the couch, right?
It's not. I mean, I'm probably the gassy one of the family. If
are
you?
You
have to be truthful. I'm saying, but when have you ever heard me toot here?
Oh, plenty of times.
No, wait, no, that's just being lazy and fat, and I can't walk.
Well, I'm you're like, in your own studio. You that could be a toot box.
No, believe me, you'd know if it was a toot box.
Oh,
wow. You know what? I should make it one today, though. We have so many treats in here.
No! Ew!
Oh, excuse me. Oh, boy.
In here, I thought your mom was the one who was going to give you a run for your money.
I mean, she could with all that plant-based food she's eating.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely up there. Yeah, I mean, we're probably a silenter clump family. I mean, it's probably there, the clump dumps.
Do you laugh about it, though? If, like, somebody has a real stinky one, does you go, oh, who did it? Is it that type of thing?
No, not really. It's not like it's like this big, like, 20-minute comedy scene or anything like that. You know what? Next time we have one, I'll tape it.
Oh, that would be great.
Wow.
Please.
All right.
Oh, excuse me.
That's great. Nice.
Excuse
nice.
Me. My favorite is the hand one because they sound so real.
Well, my two children would fit in great at your house because they both think toots are freaking hilarious.
Yeah. Are you guys, I obviously you've never done it in front of me, but are you guys, not to be gross, but are you guys big tooters?
No.
Or is it not? I mean, like.
No.
I mean, hello, it's a bodily function. Everybody has it. But remember I told you I was pregnant and I'd never tooted in front of my husband ever. And I like bent down. I was very pregnant. It was like a squat to grab something. A little tiny toot came out. And I was like, kill me now. I just ignored it. He looked at me. He pretended he didn't hear it. And we moved on.
Oh, my gosh. You're the only human I know who calls it a toot.
A toot.
I mean, you're like 3 years old.
Well, it's better than fluff.
I
just love that it's so embarrassing to have that one little accident in front of him, and you're like, oh, God, please don't look at me like I'm hideous.
Well, I mean, I was the size of a house pregnant. I also don't need to be a toot monster.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, boy. All right, let's play a game of who said it. Who said it? I'm going to give you a quote. You tell me the celebrity that said it. I'll give you a couple of options. Okay?
Yes.
The quote from a celebrity is, I am a big fan of the anus. I'm a big fan of the anus.
Oh, okay. This could go so many different directions.
Who said it? Tom Brady, Marsha Cross, Stormy Daniels, Sir Mix-a-Lot, or Cardi B? Who said, I'm a big fan of the anus?
That just sounds Cardi B-like to me.
I'm going to go Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, you would think so with the Baby Got Back yeah. thing, right? No, it's actually Marsha Cross
from
Desperate Housewives.
Oh, no, wait. Is she sick?
She had anal cancer.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense.
And here's what she had to say. Prim and proper, Marsha Cross said, I just have a lot of respect for this tiny little 2 inches that makes our lives livable and pleasant. She's been in remission for 2 years now, and she's been very vocal about her battle with anal cancer.
Oh.
She said, I never meant to become the spokesperson for anal cancer, but says, as I was going through it, I read repeatedly about people who are ashamed, who are hiding, who are lying about their diagnosis. I just saw how, oh my gosh, we are so behind on all of this because it's our anuses.
Yeah, we all have one, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the little balloon knot.
Yep.
Yeah, your little brown-eyed girl.
Oh, God.
What?
Brown-eyed girl.
Brown-eyed girl.
Your little winker.
How many names do you have?
Like you could keep going all day.
I could, but I'll stop. So Marsha Cross wanting to make sure everyone's comfortable talking about their anus.
Okay.
Or as we like to call it, the anus.
Anus. You know, I should have known that it wasn't Cardi B because it was way too like proper of a statement.
Totally.
If it was her, she would have had some like weird version of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's wow. I mean, I okay. I mean, she's not wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, it definitely does make life a little bit more livable and pleasant. Imagine imagine if it didn't cinch up.
Oh.
Imagine if your coin purse didn't close.
Makes me clench it right now. I have a hard time with the word anus.
Anus?
I just do.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. I feel it's a weird word for me to say. Like, I feel like it's easier to say butthole.
Butthole?
It's easier to say that?
I know.
And
it's
we
not,
say beehole.
Like, whatever it is. I mean, it is that.
What if you call it your anus?
Anus. I like that better. My anus.
Your anus.
Anus.
Your very tender little anus.
Feeling good today, guys. It's all good.
Okay. All right. Now, while we're in that area, literally.
Oh.
Did you hear about this new deodorant for your private bits?
Oh, anus? Don't deodorant?
yeah, it's pronounced Lumi. Lumi, it's L-U-M-E. Lumi is deodorant for your nether regions.
Just take a pea-sized amount and apply it like a lotion to your privates. Then kiss your stinky butt goodbye.
Mwah.
No one likes odor below the belt. Whether you're at the gym getting free samples of butt incense, at the office inhaling your own front fumes, or in bed doing some stinky wanky. No, not the Teletubby. Your privates go everywhere you go. So why isn't there a deodorant for privates? Now there is with Lumi, the only natural deodorant you can safely use on your private parts. You'll be able to genital the difference. Lumi. Keep your privates private.
Oh, who's buying that?
Who's buying it again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Oh, pal.
I'm just kidding.
You
I've
got
never
a,
bought
you
it.
You got a ripe, rotten undercarriage?
I got a ripe anus.
Stinky anus.
Especially around Thanksgiving time. Oh, boy.
Have you ever had a hand mirror down there?
No. God, no.
I have.
Taken a good look at her?
No, I haven't. I haven't, but I mean, then again, I haven't seen her for a while.
You know what? That should be
nothing new to me.
A healthy self-exercise you do this weekend. Just grab a little mirror.
Yep.
And just check it out. Make sure everything's good.
I'm okay.
You're a anus.
My anus?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you, it is good. I appreciate you worrying about
my
positive. Anus.
I do. And everything else. Check all the goods out.
Do you want to check
out.
It for me then?
No, it's a self-exercise.
Sure? I'm just saying.
No,
like,
this is a solo mission, my friend.
Yes.
What if you need a hand?
Maybe your mother will help you.
No, not again. I won't go down that road one more time.
Okay, God. Oh, wow.
Wow. I just don't. How do you feel about putting deodorant in on those places? It feels like they're so sensitive.
Well, this is designed for that, though.
I know.
So, I mean, it doesn't hurt. I mean, I have been known to spritz with a real nice parfum.
You know what? And I've sometimes taken a nice nice lotion that's scented.
Yeah.
You're putting it everywhere, so why not just make sure it's everywhere?
Right?
You know?
Yes, exactly.
It'll smell good.
That will do you.
I don't know why this entire podcast is dedicated to below the belt.
Oh my God, because it's a pervert numero uno that plans it, Mr. Anus himself.
Yeah, I don't know why everything is below the belt, but we're going to continue with our theme and how we can determine how much money you make based on the size going on.
This was important to me because it really shows what I'm working with.
Oh
my God.
Oh, wow. Okay, our podcast continues after this.
The 2020 holidays are going to be a little different this year, a little quieter, a little smaller. As we rethink our holidays, Mall of America rethought Thanksgiving week. Introducing 8 days of giving, kicking off our holiday season with generosity and community in mind. Each day focuses on a different kind of giving, from supporting charities to shopping locally owned stores to treating yourself with kindness too. And it's all at Mall of America. Get giving and celebrating at mallofamerica.com.
All right. Based on how big your junk is, we can tell how much money you make. What do you think it is, Des? How do you think it plays out? Is big junk big money, or is it the other way around? Big junk, little money.
I'm going to go big junk, little money. Little junk, big money, because you've almost had to be an overachiever because you haven't been an overachiever, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wow. It's not how you work it, Des, okay?
Every time you drop an inch, a man's average salary goes up. So those short dudes, and I mean short.
Short men.
Are nailing it in the banking part.
I mean cash money, homie.
Wow. So if you have more than 8 inches down there, you're averaging a little over $35,000 a year.
Okay.
If you are only getting up to about 3 inches, think of that, 3 inches.
Oh, God.
You're doing an average of $77,000 a year. You make twice as much as the guys with giant hogs.
But what's the give and take here? Would you rather be like, I make so much money, you guys, but I don't get a lot of ladies?
Like, I almost think it's a win-win, because the guys with the big ones are going to get gals once word gets around, you know? They'll have a satisfied lover, if you will. And then the guys with the little ones, they're driving fancy cars and they have a big bank account. They're also going to get the hot chicks. So
it's just more of a disappointment later.
Yeah, but they know what they're getting into. So I think they're satisfied in a different way.
Why were you so happy with this research, pal?
Because let's just say it one more time. How much, if you have a lot of money, you have a little package. And if you have a little if you have a little money, you have a big package. So I'll let you do the math on old broke Crisco here.
Now, wait a minute.
Am I right?
This is about the amount coming in.
Yeah, well, I'm
not
right.
Spending like a dumbass.
No. This is about money in general.
I mean, a dumb anus.
No, you can't say ass in the podcast.
A
dumb anus. Oh, my God.
Feeling pretty good.
Well, the smaller your junk is, the more likely it's that you've been promoted in the past 5 years as well.
Oh, and I have. everything's coming up full Crisco on this study.
I feel like there's a chance I have bigger junk than you.
I have heard word.
Oh,
that is
man.
True.
Wow. Oh. Okay.
Oh, man. I love that Des has seen the photos that Ryan showed her, and she's like, he's got no junk. He's got a little junk. I probably got bigger balls than him.
What did I show her?
Remember the stupid video that got this whole pig nuts thing started in the first place?
Oh, God. So Crisco was wearing these cutoff shorts, and he put his leg up on this desk, and when he did, it all squirted out the side of his shorts. Oh, the pink, fleshy pig. pig nuts came squirting out the side, and I was like, oh my God, I just saw your balls. But, oh my God, your balls again, just came out.
If it were Zac Efron or Shawn Mendes and their balls squirted out of the shorts once in a blue moon, boy, would you two have a different whole attitude.
Boy, you are not wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to understand, it does hurt after a while to hear, ugh. I don't think Des has made that sound towards a man ever when talking about junk.
And she says
in my mind,
well, you're like my brother to start with, and I had to see that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So then, unfortunately, I go down this path of, if those are that big, does that mean the other thing is so small, or is that also so big that, like, you would... But like, literally hurt someone. I can't decide.
Why are you thinking about your brother that way?
I can't stop.
I Men in Black myself every day when I walk out of the building.
Men in Black me right now.
I know.
Somebody take me out.
Stare at the camera.
Okay.
Wait, now Des stare at the camera again.
No. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Well, wow. You can't really come back from this.
Well. I mean, you start thinking about celebrity D-pics that you'd like to leak. What would be the greatest one of all time to leak, Des? Like, if any celebrity could have a D-pic get out there, who would it be? I still always go back to Justin Timberlake because that's the one I think I originally wanted for the longest time. Mm-hmm. That would be a great one.
I feel like there's a reason we haven't seen him.
You think so?
Kind of. I don't know. I don't know. You know who I'd like to see just to see if the size of a person can... The Rock. Yeah.
Really? That's who you'd spend it on, The Rock?
I mean, I'm just curious if he's, you know, if he's, all those muscles are in that place and then he doesn't have any muscle in another place.
The funny part is there was a joke. He did a Halloween costume, whatever, 5 years ago, and he was the Incredible Hulk. And he had the shorts that were ripped, and they were really short shorts. And he got blasted online. People were like, wow, we can tell he's got a pebble in his pants.
Oh.
You would have thought that. I mean, it was so high up his thigh that he either had nothing or he was holding it somewhere else.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, it was not a flattering shot for him.
I feel bad for him.
But I think he also has no problem with the ladies. He might be the guy who makes a ton of money and then just gets them in with his 3 inches of pride.
He's like, I have 1.4 inches of pure rock hard bliss right there.
What about Jason Momoa's?
No. See, we have very... No.
I just have seen so many of these clean-cut fellas that you've shown me that now I feel like I need to go off a different way. Like the dirty ones.
So who was yours, Ryan? You already said yours, right?
No, I can't decide who would be the greatest. You know what? I will say this because it would be one for many people who would want it, Shawn Mendes. There are so many people who would love that more than anything else.
Yeah.
So that would be my gift to the world.
Come on, Camila Cabello.
Yeah. Oh, she's got to have a good leak.
Oh, she definitely does. You know she does for sure.
That or, I mean, why doesn't he just do it? You know, Harry Styles leaked his own.
And was that something to write home about? Was that a good one?
I mean,
do we know?
It's you know, it's not.
Little English wiener.
I mean, look at Captain America. Captain America leaked his.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He proved he's not the only one who can hold Thor's hammer.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, it's definitely Friday.
It's our R-rated podcast. Good Lord. Can you guys believe that we're having a shortage of toilet paper and paper towels across the Twin Cities again?
I mean, come on. I you didn't want to believe it was coming upon us, did you not?
Yeah.
Did we learn nothing?
I know. I have neighbors who brought it up. Hey, if you go out and you see paper towels anywhere, pick up a pack for us. We'll pay you back. We can't find them. So if you find them, buy them. I'm like, well, they probably have a limit, don't they? Like one big pack per customer?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to start splitting them, I guess, with people. Oh, like, hey, geez. I'll get it. We'll split the cost. I'll give you half the rolls.
Ugh.
Great. I need TP. We're down to like 4.
Okay. Des, you didn't learn.
I know.
You had to sniff his shoes to get toilet paper from Crisco the last time.
Well, at least we're down to 4. We still have 4.
Guess what, Des?
Nope.
Come that time, my shoes are ready to go.
No, I learned. I never want to sniff your shoe again.
But then again, we found out you don't fart or poop, so you're good. You don't need the toilet paper. Oh, I guess for number one, you do, right? Yeah, you're good there.
Excuse me. I am a person. I do things. I just don't like to do it in front of people.
Yeah, except for burping. She doesn't. Burping is on the other hand. Bah.
Well, that and she's a fan of peeing in the woods. She likes to drip dry.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh, that's fine.
So gross.
Yeah. River Falls. Shake it off. River Falls.
Make sure you download Pod MN because while you're listening to your favorite podcast like this one, you can win free things like restaurant gift cards, shopping gift cards, some really cool experiences too. It's all at Pod MN.
Gosh, now I'm just thinking of all the different people that I want D-picks from. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, buddy.
A little something for the weekend.
Remember, if they're short and stubby, they're all rich.
Oh. Yeah, I guess. And do you know who is? Josh Duhamel.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Okay. Gotta go. Bye.
You've been listening to Chris, Godez, and Ryan.
After Hours.